Okay, we're starting a new parak today. The third parak, Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, 23A1. Top of the page. Okay, the Mishnah starts off with the din that was mentioned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, but the Mishnah repeats it for the details. Dinim Amid is Bishleisha. Court cases, monetary, thank you. Monetary cases, you need a bezin of three. Like we learned all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. Now, how do you get to three? So the Mishnah says like this. Zeh beder le'yechot, zeh beder le'yechot. One litigant picks one rav. Second litigant picks a second rav. U'shneihem beder dem lem eid echot. And the two litigants pick a third. That means...
You said betting, no?
How do you get a bezin of three? So one litigant picks one rav. One litigant picks a different rav. And both litigants together pick a third rav. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir said. Chachamim Eimrim, no. It's not the litigants picking the third. Shnei Dayanim Beidel Meid Echad. The two judges pick a third. In other words, everybody agrees, and the Gemara is going to explain, this is the best Bezdin, unless it is what's called Bezdin Kavua. If there's an established Bezdin in a city, that's the Bezdin. You can't always do Zabla. But here it's speaking, there's no Bezdin Kavua.
Zabla.
Zabla stands for Zeh Beder Lo Echad V'Zeh Beder Lo Echad. It's known as Zabla because it stands for Zeh, like the Mishnah says. He's but the Rameyat and the Chachamim are arguing who picks the third. Rameyat says the two litigants pick the third, and the Chachamim hold the two Dayanim pick the third. Then it says Zeh Pesel Dayanim Shel Zeh V'Zeh Pesel Dayanim Shel Zeh. Each litigant can disqualify the other one's judge. Let's say Reuven picks Rav and Shimon picks Shmuel. Yeah? So Reuven can passel Shmuel to be the judge. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. No, Rav Meir, if I don't feel this judge is good, I can passel him. Chacham said no. You can't just disqualify a judge. When can you disqualify him? If you prove that they're craven relatives, or psulim, or people that are ineligible to sit on the court, mashal a rasha, or something like that, then you could disqualify him. But if they were kosher people, or they already sat on bezdins, you cannot disqualify them. Okay? So in other words, Rameir says, basically, each one picks one, the two pick a third, each one can disqualify the other one. Chacham and Maim say no. Each one picks one, the two Dayanim pick a third, and the only way you could passel eat the other one's judge is by proving is that he's not kosher to sit, a relative or a rush or something like that.
That's the only way. There's no other way. You say, I don't like this judge or something like that.
Correct.
Doesn't make sense. If according to Rav Meir, the two guys, they pick the judges. And those judges pick somebody else. Now the guy can come and says, no, I don't want them.
I don't want the judge you picked.
Oh, not the third one. The third one...
The third one we'll see later. Okay, another din. Zeh Pesel Edev Shel Zeh is a Pesel Edev Shel Zeh. Each litigant can disqualify the witnesses that the other one brought. I mean, let's say Reuven and Shimon are in a dispute, yeah? Reuven can disqualify Shimon's witnesses, and Shimon can disqualify Reuven's witnesses.
You can't say just I don't like him. It has to do with...
We'll see more in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain what she says. Now, Divrei Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. And the Gemara is going to explain, you can't stop and say the witnesses are not kosher. Anytime there's a witness that says, I owe money, I'm going to say he's not kosher. I mean, the Gemara is going to explain what that means.
I don't like him.
No, it doesn't say that. It says you can passel him. It doesn't say who, what, when, where. But the Chachamim say no. Bizman shemevi aleim raya, shen kruvim besulim. The only way you could disqualify a witness is if you prove that he's a relative or... Apostle of Melika Russia, Avil Mayuk Shadim, but if they are kosher witnesses, and Yachal Pesim, you cannot pass them. So the Meir is much more lenient of this whole system, and the Chacham are much more strict about the system. Okay? So according to the mayor, you can passel a guy for whatever the Gemara is going to explain the reason for it, or you can passel the judge. Chum say you can't just passel a judge, you can't just passel an aid. You have to prove legally that they're not kosher. That otherwise they're kosher witnesses.
If there is a Rasha that is witness to a crime.
No.
And they prove that he's a Rasha.
There's no witnesses. Not only that, if Moshe and Aaron, two good Jews, nice Jews, saw a murder, and they're the only ones that saw the murder, the only ones that see that saw the murder, the guy goes off free, because they're relatives. And relatives are not kosher witnesses. The question is, how could Hashem allow such a thing? I mean, the guy murdered somebody. You know, Hashem made it in such a way, the only ones that saw the witness, the event with two non-kosher witnesses, the answer is, obviously, Hashem doesn't want that person to get killed. Because maybe the person that he killed was supposed to get killed.
Same thing applies to the goyim also.
Goyim are not kosher witnesses either.
No. I mean, then...
Yeah.
They see a goy...
Well, the Rambam defines in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam discusses who's a kosher witness by a goy. For a goy.
You know, I'm talking about myself. But nowadays, everybody's a Russian. I mean...
Yeah, talk to you about yourself.
No, I am.
Okay. So you're not a kosher witness. What do you want from everybody else?
No.
Do you know it's brought down in Sfarim that when you call up the Edom to by the Kedushin, you tell them, think tshuva. Tell them, be chayzer b'tshuva. Because then, if you're mahara b'tshuva, you're a tzaddik.
But halachically, if you're shomer Shabbos and stuff,
then you're kosher. But
so if he still is freed by the court, he has to go to the city of refuge?
No. If they say he killed him intentionally, and there's no witnesses, I'm pretty sure no. Yeah. I have to double jump, I'm pretty sure no.
If he's one guy going to the house, he's not moved by that, kill somebody and run away, he's free?
Yeah. Not only that, it says in Halacha, that if you see a guy running into the house with a knife, and he comes out with a bloody knife, yeah, and then you go into a house and you see the guy is dead. Two witnesses go into the house and see the guy is dead. The Mishnah is going to say later in Sanhedrin, the guy doesn't get killed because he didn't see the murder.
Wow. Does video testimony count?
No. No.
Why? Video is not acceptable.
Made them. It has to be the Edom that see it.
What about if they see live?
First of all, let me tell you something. Number one, today you can do whatever you want to a video. You can take a picture with whatever you call it.
You can doctor it.
You can change the picture. It doesn't mean anything today.
DNA?
DNA in Torah is not correct. It's not proper, no.
No?
It's not proper?
No.
Science?
Well, the blood that is on the knife matches the blood, and they have the knife.
How do you know he did it? Maybe the guy killed himself.
But you're talking about circumstantial.
Circumstantial evidence in Torah is not valid to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. In monetary laws, yes, not in killing.
But belief in God is based on circumstantial.
No. Definite. What?
If I'm walking with a relative and a crime is happening.
What do not testify?
Well, can I tell that relative, you don't look at this, because if you do look at this,
yeah,
I have that choice.
Right. Well, you cannot look at it, whatever. I mean,
what was the question?
Why can't you both look at it?
Because then how are you going to testify?
You're walking down the street.
So side. About
either way, you have to.
One of them, the answer to that is one of them goes to Beis Din, one doesn't.
Yeah, so, exactly. Rabbi, in such a case, act of infidelity, two witnesses have to actually see the act.
No, by Edi Yichud, it's a different story. Let's not get into that.
Circumstantial evidence.
It's not, okay, whatever.
It's not in
Kenan.
Oh.
Okay, so the Gemara says, now, the Mishnah started off by saying, and this is what the Gemara is going to ask a question. It says, how does Dinim Amin's Bishleishim? Why the Gemara learns this way in the Mishnah, even in the initial question, is funny, but when the Mishnah said, how do you have three Dayanim? one litigant picks one litigant picks the next, right? And then either the two litigants according to Rav Meir, or according to Chacham, the two dayanim pick a third. But the Gemara thought that when it says that Zabar Lo Echad, means this guy picks three, and this guy picks three. That's what the Gemara thought.
It's Echad.
1 minute. So
Echad, yeah.
Echad won Bezdin.
Oh.
That's what the Gemara says. Ma'iza Beidu Le'achad, Ze Beidu Le'achad. What does it mean? The Gemara is saying, what does it mean? This one picks one, and this one picks one, which the Gemara thinks now means that each one picks three. Habit Lasa Sagi. But three judges are enough. Why do you need nine? If I pick three, my friend picks three, my enemy picks three, and they pick in the third, so it's nine. And the Mishnah says nine. So Gemara says no. Hachi kama. Not, you pick, the Gemara thought that each one picks one means each one picks the Bezdin.
Yeah.
So Gemara says no, that's not what it means. Kshazeh beirulei Bezdin echod. Kshazeh beirulei Bezdin echod. Shneyem beirim lei echod. Okay? Each one picks a third. In other words, it doesn't mean, the Gemara is answering, that each one picks three. Each one picks one, the other one picks one, and the two, according to the mayor, either the two litigants pick the third, or according to Chacham, the two judges pick the third. And the Gemara says like this. It says, the mayor says, the litigant can passel the judges. Right? According to the mayor. So Gemara says, "Afilu leiva mitzvah ma'akev." Even the borrower is able to passel the judge. But Amar Rabbi Elazar says, "Lo yishanu ala malva." Only the lender can disqualify the judge. Aval leiva, but the leiva kafin aisa, you force him. The don beira even gets judged in a city. Meaning like this: if there's two litigants from two different cities. There's going to be a mission later. Two litigants from two different cities, yeah? Which court do you go to? So let me explain this, just to get the language, the vocabulary language ready. There's a Teveya and a Nitva, plaintiff and defendant. Teveya is the plaintiff. Nitva is the defendant, yeah? Now normally, if there's a case between me and you, not lending, a business fight, yeah, I live in L.A. and you live in New York. And you're taking me to Beis Din. Yeah. I have a right to say I wanted the Beis Din in L.A.
Defendant or the...
Defendant has a right to say I want the Beis Din in L.A. But it depends as much if the business took place in New York. Yeah. The business took place in New York, so that... Not always can the litigant, the defendant say, I want it in my city. There's a lot of details about this. But a leiva and a malva, there's a pasuk that says, Eved leiva liish malva. The borrower is the slave of the lender. When I give you lend you money, yeah, you become a certain way in Eved. So really, the rights, in a case of a loan, the rights is really on the lender, not on the borrower. So the Gemara asks, Rav Meir says, each litigant can passel the judge that the other one picked. The Gemara says, even the borrower can passel it. The Rav Elazar says, only the lender can disqualify the other guys, not the borrower. So it says, the Gemara answers, could Amar Rabbi Yochanan bar Koi shebesur yishanu. The Gemara answers, you're right. In the Yiddish Beis Din, you can't do that. But just like Rabbi Yochanan said concerning a different case, it's speaking about the secular courts of Surya. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Just like Rabbi Yochanan somewhere else speaks, it says, speaking about the secular courts in Surya, Ochanami bar Korsha b'Surya Shanu. It also refers to the secular courts of Surya. What does this mean? Now, normally our kois refers to secular court that knows nothing about Yiddishkeit. That's normally. That, you know, you're not to take a Jew to court, to secular court. That is called Arkois. That's called the secular court. Now, in Surya, there was a lot of learned people, but they were not really fit to be judges, but a lot of Jews would go there for the Arkois, because there were Jews in that court. But it wasn't a rabbinic court, it was Jews, but they weren't fit to be Abdayonim. So it wasn't really a din of Arkois, of Goyish court. It was more a din of Jews that were, you know, intellectual Jews, but not necessarily fit to be a judge. So they sat on this court in Sudeh. So over there, because it wasn't a real Bezdin, Rabbi Yechanan said, both the Malva and the Levi could both disqualify the judge. Because it's not a real Bezdin.
What is the requirement for the be judged? You could pick up. What's the requirement to be judged? Bezdin judge.
Well, the whole Gemara Sanhedrin is going to talk about it. But there is a din that if both litigants accept three people, even if they're super yukels, they're stupid nerds, if both people accept them, they're accepted, they have the power of a Bezdin. Yeah, but I'm saying, if both people accept it, it's called Kiblu Alayu. If both people accept it, then they have a din of a Bezdin.
Is any knowledge of the Torah?
It's called arbitration, binding arbitration. If you want to, even the secular system, if two people decide to be judged by a friend of theirs, and it's binding arbitration, so then it's held up in the court.
The guy is the arbitration, is also judge or lawyer. He knows the law. He's not the.
But I'm saying, even if not, if two people have a fight, and they respect a certain person, he's not a judge. But they respect his common sense, let's say. And they go to him in binding arbitration that holds up in court. How do you think it works today with a Bezdin? Most Bati Dinim today, yeah? Me and you have a monetary fight, yeah? We go to Bezdin. And Bezdin rules, you're right and I'm wrong. How can Bezdin enforce that? How does Bezdin enforce it?
Because when you sign some paper, you bond it to the
judge. Oh, so what do they do? When you go to a Bezdin today, there's a legal binding paper. Every Bezdin has their own. It's basically saying that we accept the decision of the judges in any way whatsoever. Okay? Then, if let's say I have to pay you money, and I say, go blow, I'm not paying you the money, Bezdin will give you permission to take their ruling to court, because I'm not listening to Bezdin. They will give you permission, and this happens today, by the way. They will give you permission to go to secular court with their binding arbitration, with their ruling, and the court will enforce it.
Yeah, that's...
The court will enforce it.
Even on family law.
Whatever, it doesn't matter any law.
That was done by court.
Once you have binding arbitration, that's what it is.
They don't accept...
No, the courts enforce...
between one husband and...
No.
The thing that you sign, I forgot the name.
Yeah. They get.
Ketubah or nuptial?
Ketubah.
No.
They don't accept it.
They do. But.
So for I didn't put like 200 coins and this and that, and then they take it. They
because first of all, it's questionable. Some courts do accept, some courts don't. But the problem is, it's only a Jewish document that's not binding arbitration.
That's right.
Because the witnesses are signing. It's not, they don't sign. Chos and Kala don't sign a ksuba.
That's the reason. So.
No, but if they go to a Beit Din, Jewish court, and one side then disputes it, there was precedent that they went to a secular court, and secular court just said, well, that's binding.
Okay, anyway, let's get back here.
Can one of the litigants renege on the three that they chose after the
no.
Paskin? There's no way.
Are you kidding? The only way they can passel them if you can prove that they Paskin wrong. All right, guys, let's go.
When people go to bed, there's a shvua.
No, Paskin doesn't do shvuas today.
So what if somebody dies?
Bezdin has ways of dealing with it, whatever. Okay. So the Gemara's question was, how could the expression of the Mishnah implies that either the lender or the borrower can dispute the judges, and the Blazer says only the lender could, not the borrower. So you bring down one answer. Rabbi Yechon says, like he says somewhere else, is speaking in the secular courts of Surya. But in the case of proper judges and a bezdin, the loiva, the borrower, cannot disqualify the judges. And a papa says like this, afilu tema mumchim. You can even say it's speaking in a case of mumchim. How could the loiva disqualify the judge? He says, kagein beidino d'ravuna d'ravchista. It's speaking in the case of ravuna, the bezdin of ravuna and ravchista. And Rashi says that Ravuna and Avchista lived in the same city. Each one of them had their own bezdin. The Ka'amale, the debtor, says to the creditor, Mi komatrin aloch. Am I imposing upon you to request we go to the other court? Okay? In the same city, the debtor can say, I don't like that bezdin, but not in a different city. Meaning like this. Ravuna and Avchista had two bezdins in the same city. Yeah. So then the guy could say, listen, the leiva, the borrower could say, I don't want to go to this bezdin, I want to go to that bezdin. And it's not bothering you anyway because it's in the same city. But this that it says the debtor, the leiva, cannot disqualify the judge is speaking when he wants the malva to go to a different city. That he cannot force. But in the same city, if there's two bati dinim, he could force it. Okay. Tanan, the Gemara says like this. Chachamim Eimrim.
I think in America it really depends when the dispute, where the dispute happened.
That's what we said that before. In Torah law, something like that also.
And then the city chooses which court you go to. You have to stay in
line. Okay, that's secular court. That's secular court. But in Torah law, it doesn't work like that. Okay, now, the Gemara thought, now before the Gemara continues, that what happens if one litigant disqualifies the next? So what do you do? You pick a new bezdin. Right? You pick a new bezdin. So Tanan, it says like this, in our Mishnah it says, Chachamim Eimrim Shnei Dayanim Beirin L'Meir Echad. The two judges pick a third. The Esau Kedamirinin, like he said, that you can, each one picks a case, a Bezdin of three. Bezdin Basi Bezdin the Psalulu. Can a court, after being disqualified, Azu Barulay Bidin Achanin, go pick a different court? In other words, like this. The Gemara thought at the beginning of the Gemara that what happens, not that you pick one, you pick a third. You pick a Bezdin, he picks a Bezdin, and the two pick a third Bezdin. Right? Then it says, you can disqualify, each litigant can disqualify the Bezdin of the other guy. Right? And the Gemara thought, okay, so who picks the new Bezdin? The Bezdin that was just disqualified. So the Gemara asked, does that make sense? You just disqualified a Bezdin, they're going to pick another Bezdin. How could that be? And also, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara is asking, and the whole question initially, how can you say that it means each one picks three, and each one picks three, and the two pick a third three? It says you pick one. It doesn't say you pick three. Okay? So the Gemara says, you're right. This is what the Mishnah says. When a person picks one judge, and this one picks another judge, singular, the two litigants pick a third. Another Gemara interprets the Mishnah, like we said in the beginning, that's the way it really is. The two litigants, each one picks one. Each litigant picks one. And the two litigants pick the third. We're not talking about three and three and three. It's about one, one, and one. Okay? So each litigant picks one judge to sit. And the Gemara is going to explain later, by the way, it doesn't mean that the judge is on my side. If I'm in dispute with you, I pick a judge and you pick a judge, it doesn't mean I have a judge that's going to only favor me. It's a judge that I trust that if there's anything he could do for me, he would do for me. But if there's not, he's not. I mean, I said a lot about the dinim. The guy that chose me a lot of times was wrong. There was no question about it. See, then you can't say, no, because he chose me, I always vote for him.
Isn't it better for the Dayanim to choose the third one?
That's the halacha today, by the way. Like the Chachamim.
Yeah.
When Rameir argues against the Chachamim, Rameir says, each litigant picks one, and then the two litigants pick a third. And the Chacham say, no, each one picks one, and the Bezdin, the two pick a third. Yeah. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, that's the halacha.
Yeah, like a Chachamim.
But Rabbi, can you do Zavla in Los Angeles if it's already a big
team? Depends who you ask. Some people want to say they're a Bezdin Kavua, but they're not.
There's not one Bezdin. There's a bunch of them.
Today you could do Zavla.
What's Zavla?
Zabayr le'echot. Like we said, this one picks one, this one picks one. The mile of Zabla, again, each one picks one, is, the Gemara says, is a very simple thing. If it's just three rabbis sitting there, you know, I'm going to be upset if they rule against me. But if I pick a judge that I'm comfortable with, and the ruling is against me, I'm not going to be as angry with the system than if it's a court that doesn't know me and rules against me.
Actually, you may be angrier because you're going to be terribly disappointed by this guy.
So, okay, but you're not angry at the system because you, this guy you trusted.
But is that going to be partial to the guy?
You can't trust anybody.
No, that's what I'm saying. He can be partial to the guy within the framework of halacha. If the guy owes the money, and the guy proves that he owes him the money, yeah? The judge of the lender, of the borrower, cannot say, no, he doesn't have to pay it. He can't. You know what I mean? It's clear, that's the halacha, he has to pay it. You can't just play games.
But it's still partial, I think.
No.
If somebody knows someone, they have some kind of a...
Yeah, but therefore it's still, in that way, it's kosher.
It is kosher.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be friends with the judge.
You can be friends with the guy that you're Zablo, that you pick as Zablo.
Really?
But again, sometimes you could disqualify it.
By telling them the case before.
No, or like the Chacham say, if you prove that he's a relative or he's possible, and once later you're going to discuss, how can you passel him? According to that mayor, Ramey B'chal says you could just passel him. You could disqualify him. And the one's going to discuss, well, you can't just say, I don't like you, you know.
Rabbi, what do you recommend to write in our agreement these days if you do a small business deal and you want to have, would you recommend doing, you each select a rabbi or a
No, you're right, that if there's a dispute, it should be adjudicated by Bezdin.
Bezdin, not you select one, I select one.
Either that or either way.
I write in my agreement the Beitin of choice of my
both family. Agree to it, that's fine. Okay.
You're secular, so No, I said Beitin, Musmah. I write.
Okay, so the Gemara asks like this. Mashino Davda Hachi. Gemara's going to, we just mentioned. The Gemara asks, what is the purpose of doing Zablo this way? What is the purpose of it? Okay? Why can't they just select three judges mutually? That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says like this. Amri ben Maravim Shmei Rab Zayin in Eretz Yisrael, he said, because Eretz Yisrael was west of Bavel, so it's called Maravim. Because each one picks one, and both the litigants pick a third. Yotza Adin Lamite, the litigants will accept the verdict better.
No, the din is gonna go correctly.
Yeah, we mean emerge correctly, meaning the litigants will accept the verdict. Because Rashi says the tzayse balidinim, the balidinim are gonna listen, because the chayiv, the one who's guilty, is gonna say, "Listen, I picked the guy himself, and if he was able to do something for me, he would have done it. And not only that, I had a hand in picking the third."
All of this is before the case is presented, right?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like they cannot say, they cannot ask him, and then the guy says, I don't like this judge.
Yeah, every guy that loses is going to say that.
Right. Obviously, it's before.
Obviously.
Rabbi, if the judge is your friend, how come that's not possible? Don't you let friends give gifts to each other?
Yeah.
You invite him over to your house.
Like the Chumash, Chumash says it.
So sometimes we'll see in the Gemara, the other guy could passel him if that's the case.
But they're not Karobim, they're not family.
So what? Sometimes he could passel him.
Doesn't the Chumash say clearly that there should not be any
right.
connection
whatsoever? Connection?
That's Edim.
No, someone extended their hand to the rabbi to cross the boat onto the
Shmuel, no. The Gemara and Ksubis.
So he made himself apostle. So
yeah, or not only that, somebody brought the Ptarfin.
Yeah.
The Ptarfin's own field, the sharecropper, brought it a day earlier.
Right.
Well, the Gemara and Ksubis mentioned like 10 cases.
So,
but that was not Zabla.
So he was the only judge, right?
Yeah. They came to him as an individual judge.
Oh.
We'll see later that there's... Here the Mishnah says, Dini Mammon is Bishleisha. But later on, the Mishnah is going to say that if there's Yochid Mumcha, an individual who's an expert, even he could judge individually. In Pirkei Avos it says, Al Tidon Yechidi. Don't be, you should always have three. But Meshe Rabbeinu, you learn that from Meshe Rabbeinu. What did Meshe Rabbeinu say? The difficult cases bring to me. Who's me? Meshe Rabbeinu.
Now, does it work like that also?
Alpidin, the only way Yochid says today we shouldn't do it, but if what happens if both parties accept an individual to judge, then again, because they accepted it, it's not a problem.
You have to pay them? Pay the judges?
No, but then you can't...
You have to pay the judges. The one that pays more gets better.
But then if you put
it's called bribe. We read yesterday by Mincha. Loisikach Shoichad.
Don't get
it. Right. But then if you have only one judge, at that point you can't be friends with that one judge.
Correct. Unless, if both parties agree. Mm-hmm. If both parties agree, it could be relatives, not the witnesses. If both parties have a relative, and we both agreed to go to that relative to judge, and both accept it, any yukol, any relative, anybody who's possible, not a witness, not a witness, but any person would be able to judge if both people accept upon him.
This applies only to dinyan mamonot, or like when
Isha and... What?
Did you announce we have a class today?
Oh, yeah, but some people weren't here Shabbos.
They've been...
I wonder why.
They didn't announce it on Facebook.
This dinyan apply...
You should have felt that there's a class today. But
it applies to...
Doesn't apply to... The Dini Mammonis. This is all
only,
money.
Only.
Yeah, the capital punishment, you don't pick a Bezdin. Yeah.
How about Dini Ben Ishu Isha?
That's all money. It depends if it's monetary or not.
Oh, if it's...
If it's a monetary dispute between husband and wife, then...
Emotion.
They tell the story, there was a wife that was giving too much tzedakah. And the husband got upset with it. He said to his wife, I want to take you to a Bezdin. But her father was the Rav in the city. But they both agreed to go to him. He thought the father-in-law would be on his side. I always tell my kids, when you have this, I'm always on the outlaw side, not on my kids' side. They know that already. So they came to the Bezdin, to the Rav, and they presented the case. He says to her, what's your case? No, he said, the din is the teveya, the plaintiff goes first in Bezdin. So the husband went first. He said she's giving away too much tzedakah. So the Rav turns to his daughter and says, no, what's your defense? He says, does it say in the ksuba that if I get sick, he has to heal me? He says, yes. He said, when a poor man comes to my door asking for food, I get sick. And the only way I get healed is when I give him the food. So, therefore, he has an obligation to allow me to do it. And the Rav Paskin, she was right.
Smart woman.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? His dad was wrong.
Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. Chamim aim and Chamim say that... the Chachamim say... That no, the litigants cannot disqualify the litigants cannot disqualify, only if they're craving or something like that. So Gemara says, they make Rav Yudah Merav come flicking. Maybe they argue in the argument of Rav Yudah Merav. Rav Yudah Merav, Rav Yudah said, name of Rav, Eino Edom Chesman al Ashtar, two witnesses don't sign the document, and Ken Yedim Chesim Imoim. The din is like this. If two people are asked to be witnesses, and I don't, Reuven and Shimon are going to be witnesses, but Reuven doesn't know Shimon and Shimon doesn't know Reuven. So Rav Yudah Merav says they should not sign. You can only sign if you know the authenticity of the other person. It might be a tzaddik, you don't know. If you don't know the guy, in fact, the Gemara is also going to say that you shouldn't sit on the Beis Din unless if you know who the other two are. You're not allowed to sit on the Beis Din unless if you know who the other two are. You're not allowed to sign as a witness unless if you know who the other person is. So the Gemara, the Chayyim, says like this. Let's apply this rationale here. Rav Meir, less like Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir doesn't hold of Rav Yehuda, and therefore he holds that they could sign in the presence of another. Right? Therefore, Rabban, let's just finish. Rabbanan islud Rav Yehuda Merav, and the Chacham hold of Rav Yehuda Merav, therefore, the judges must consent to the third judge. In other words, like this. Witnesses cannot sit, and the same thing, they cannot be judges. Okay? So if the litigants are going to pick the judges, they might not, the other two judges might not know who they are. Right? So the mayor says, I don't care, they don't have to know. If you don't know, Din is wrong. He doesn't have to know who the other witness is. And therefore, even if the two judges pick the third litigant, it's going to be fine. The Chachamim hold no. Rav Yudah Merav is right. You can only sign and sit on a Beis Din if you know who the other person is. Now, if the two judges pick the third judge, then the two judges know who the third judge is. But if the two litigants pick a third judge, they might not know who that third judge is. So Gemara says, L'cha'eda, the argument between the Chachamim and Rav Meir, whether the two litigants pick the third judge or the two judges pick the third judge, the chayit is the same argument whether we hold Rav Yudah Merav's din or not.
The roots of this argument is you have to know who the judge is.
Because then the you're comfortable that they're honest people.
You have to be acquainted on a personal level. You have to know of them. The litigants need to know of the judge.
The litigants need to know the judge.
Or the shmua that like.
What?
Do you know him or know of him?
No, if you know of him, that he's a reputable person. The mafashim he brings down at the bottom.
Just for the sake of authenticity, right?
Yeah. But the Gemara asked, the Rishonim asked a question, I don't want to get into it too much now, but the Rishonim asked a question, so how can each litigant pick one?
Yeah, exactly.
So Reuven's not comfortable, which maybe he doesn't know Shimon's judge, and Shimon won't know his judge.
Yeah.
Right. So the Rishonim answer like this. When you ask me to sit on a case, I have a right to decline. I have a right to decline. I'm not mechuyav to sit on a case. Once you accept to sit on the case, then you cannot free yourself. So when they're asking me to sit and him sit, before the actual case is happening, if you're uncomfortable with, if Reuven is uncomfortable with Shimon's judge, Reuven's judge is uncomfortable with Shimon's judge, Reuven's judge can say, I don't want to sit. But after Reuven's judge accepts, and Shimon's judge accepts, then they can't get out of it.
But if it gets, or goes on and on, and needs to get paid, and they don't pay them?
First of all, they do get paid.
Pardon?
They do get paid.
What about the
by the Beit Din? Not payment that they could have, what's called Schar Batola, that they could have been doing other things.
I'm talking about the judges.
No. Judges get paid.
Oh, so they get paid regardless.
Right.
Then what if the judge knows one of the litigants?
No.
And he knows that this guy is, he's okay. And
he knows the other guy's a crook, yeah.
Right. So what's
going to
happen then?
Nothing. He has to sit and judge honestly.
But he's biased, the judge. He's already.
The judge has to be unbiased. And if he feels he's biased, he shouldn't sit.
But if you know the guy's a crook, then that's biased.
Then he shouldn't sit.
Have you ever excused yourself? Recused yourself?
Yeah, a lot of times. Somebody just asked me yesterday, this week, to be a judge. I said no.
But then what